underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they need the color after it.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is a fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
That's some good-ass music, Dana. So we watched, or I don't know how much Dana watched, but watched some 1988 Party Line with Leif Garrett.
That just makes me laugh. Yeah. I didn't realize Leif Garrett was in so many, like,
Look, Christopher Webb was the boy with dog. So there you go.
A dog.
We're watching the credits, but... Anyway, it was a weird movie.
Leif Garrett pretty much sleepwalks through this movie.
It's about Leif Garrett and his hot ass sister, and then
if you say so,
she's hot. And then they at the beginning of the movie, she uses her charms to seduce these guys, and Leif Garrett comes in and confronts them, and then kills them. Because they're cheating on their wives and families. And then, Leif Garrett just starts killing a lot of people.
He just completely loses it.
He likes to slit their throat with a razor. And, I don't know. And I was talking to Dana about Party Lines. You never heard about those. But, I actually called in one time. Sometimes they charged you. I think I might have actually called in when they had to pay so much, but only stayed on like a minute.
Isn't it like 99 cents a
minute? Yeah, people
call
in and there's a bunch of people online and just talk. I don't know how the hell that works because everybody's talking over each other. But that shit was like in the late '80s, early to mid '90s kind of phenomenon.
Do you think people like pleasured themselves while they were on Party Lines like they do on these computer things?
No.
It wasn't like it wasn't like a phone sex?
No. Like I say, it was like people talking to girls and stuff. And I mean, most time, I don't know how they would be in different cities and different countries. Or not different countries, but states and stuff. So, but back in this movie, it was, I don't know, average.
Yeah,
to say
I would
the least.
Say it was exceptional.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's...
Richard Roundtree was on it.
Yeah. Chef! It ain't like it's Cheerleader Camp with Leif Garrett.
No, where he stuffs socks in his, down his shorts or whatever.
Or even if it was Devil Times Five, Leif Garrett.
That was young Leif Garrett there.
But, yeah. So, not a terribly good movie. But later on, we'll have a discussion of the new Grindhouse releasing Cannibal Holocaust. We're going to save our discussion for that.
Well, heck, I'm going to forget what I thought about it.
Well, I was wanting to watch a couple extras before I talked about it.
Oh, okay.
So,
Well, do you want to talk about what else we watched?
Yeah, go ahead, because I don't remember what the heck you're going to say.
When I was cooking my soup.
Today?
Yes.
What was I watching?
Cheese balls.
Oh, well, I haven't finished cheese balls.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you from, had
finished. From DW Down Productions, it's cheese balls.
Can we talk about one thing that was...
What, Black Aquaman?
No, not Black Aquaman.
Oh, the pizza who rapes people?
No.
What?
Who's our friend that...
Oh, T-Shirt Joe's in it.
Appearance.
Yeah.
And he actually does make an appearance.
Yeah, he comes in and...
It's awesome.
He beats on a bootleg T-Shirt Joe.
That's worth buying it for, even if you hated the rest of the stuff. Seeing
it's $10 on their website, plus a couple bucks shipping.
And it's worth all that money just to see Joe.
And then also they make Race War, the remake, which is, what was his name? Soda Pop. And there's something else. I can't remember, but that was pretty funny, too.
I do remember Soda Pop.
But this one has a Black Aquaman.
And a pizza that rapes you.
Yeah. And really,
is
really.
That all we
and it, and it has a CG cheap swimming pool.
A CG wading pool, CG fire, CG legs and dolphin on Black Aquaman.
And it has a CG pizza driving a minivan.
Yeah,
that was the best. That. Yeah, that's the best CG in the movie.
Actually, a Black Aquaman's legs look like cartoon
legs. Yeah, they weren't real legs. But
it's like He-Man legs or something.
Yeah, we didn't. I just kind of watched like 2.5 stories of that, and I was like, I gotta take a break from this.
it was definitely cheesy, though. With the exception of Joe. Joe was awesome.
Oh. I'm trying to think of anything else I watched this week, but I can't even remember. I don't think I watched anything else. Dana watched Terror 10 Killer about 10 times.
Okay, let's clear this up about me watching Terror 10 Killer. I'm not watching the movie just all by itself. I'm listening to the Riff Tracks commentary because it relaxes me at night. And I got off work at 9 o'clock last night and had to go back. I had to be there at 8:30 this morning.
Wow.
So I needed to get my sleep.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll be finding something else to watch. And we'll be back after...
My friend, when I was lost, you got me harder than an elephant's cock. You made me want to fuck you more and more, like a dirty whore, dirty whore.
Flashlight comes in a durable outer container designed to resemble an ordinary utility flashlight. The inside is our patented dermal replicating super skin sleeve, was carefully engineered to simulate the texture, resiliency, and sensations of its female counterpart. The soft, smooth gel responds just like real skin. Apply the added lubricant. Turn down the lights. Set your imagination free. And fulfill your most erotic desires.
I first met you, asked you your name. I came so hard,
has nothing to commute about and come to dance and
hell. I talked to Butcher and I held up her aunt. I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
We are. We're talking about movies.
I didn't know you were typing me.
Dana's cooking food, so.
Yeah. So we have to do this in the kitchen.
We're, talk about the, Grindhouse version of, Cannibal Holocaust, Dana. What did you think?
I would have to, well, I don't know if I want to bring this up or wait till after you tell what you thought.
I'll give it a positive review.
I will give it a positive review too.
Basically, I think the only thing that we say, which may not be able to be changed, is the actual footage of the three people, doing all the stuff. It's grainy and stuff like that. So
I think they were still wanting it to look like found footage,
right? But the wraparound stuff and, all the other stuff is really cleaned up and looks really, really sharp. So
it does. And that's what I was going to bring up about it.
And then the package is cool. You get the sound. I got the soundtrack and you get another disc with extras, which mainly consists of a bunch of interviews and panels from, like, Cinema Wasteland and some other panels with the director.
But we didn't watch all that unless you watched it.
I just watched a few minutes of the Cinema Wasteland.
Okay.
But, it was cool, but the soundtracks is a great little add-on, because the soundtrack's really cool. So,
I brought this up before, I think, but speaking of the soundtrack, the music where it's more melodic, where it's happier sounding, is actually more creepy than those sting sounds where it goes, wow! Like that. That Steve could probably do that. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Once you figure out how.
No, no, no.
Okay.
Completely evil that the filmmakers are, the people that are filming this, that the more pretty sounding music is creepier. To me, it is.
Right. Now, I did have the Shameless version, I think, release. Mm-hmm. But to be honest with you, I think we watched it, didn't we? You say we watched it.
I'm pretty sure we did.
But I sold mine, so I can't go back and look at it. I got $20 out of it, so that's pretty good.
Yeah. And Steve actually sold two things.
Yeah, I got rid of my Neon Maniacs. Even though it's back, it's for sale for $20-some. I got like $50 out of it.
You can't see my eyes rolling.
Well, I mean, I didn't know that. I feel bad, but
no, it wasn't your
fault.
Yeah,
I know. The Code Red stuff is lame. Another thing. Speaking of Code Red, we watched the Nightmare in a Damaged Brain Blu-ray, which I think we both liked.
Yeah,
it really, really looks sharp as it could. I mean,
that's
there were
the
some
best
scratch.
Transfer of it I've seen.
Right.
And there were no sparkler heads.
Yeah, not like the Redeemer. Mm. But there were some green line scratches and stuff like that, which, not to an extent, but at the beginning you see quite a few, and then it kind of, every once in a while you'll get one, but nothing that was too distracting, and the colors were really vibrant.
Rich colors.
Yeah, so I would say that's a pretty good thing.
Sorry, I'm trying to find a top that fits on the stand.
And I don't know if Dana knows this, but Scream Factory announced, I would say 7 to 10 titles.
They need to stop that.
You want to know some of them?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, the big one for Dana will be New Year's Evil.
All right. Make sure we get that by New Year's.
My name is Ethan. And they're doing a Mad Max edition.
Really?
Yeah. And fudge, I don't know. Others.
Others that Steve can't remember now?
Right. I think that the big one, another big one for me is going to be Escape from New York.
Ooh.
So maybe they'll actually come out with a good transfer for that. And that's...
I hope so.
So, But that's one of the bigger ones. And there's a few others, but that was one of the big ones they released over at Comic-Con. So, and also in other news that Dana doesn't really like is the Evil Dead TV show, Dana.
I won't say that I completely dislike the idea. It's just that, why can't they just give us Evil Dead 4?
Because their rationale right now is horror is doing better on television than it is in the theater.
That's only because things like The Walking Dead.
And Bates Motel.
I like Bates Motel.
Hannibal. I mean, all these things
Hannibal's good.
I mean, I think it could be wild, but it's not. It's just, it's in its announcement stage. There is no network yet, so wondering what kind of network would be involved with Evil Dead, the TV series, and the big thing is
maybe AMC.
Well, the big thing is that Bruce Campbell's going to star in it, so it's like
the point, that my rationale is, I know that stuff like that's making money on TV, but if you're going to put Bruce Campbell as Ash in an Evil Dead television series, why can't we get a movie, too, in addition to?
Well, that would be, I don't think that's...
Well, I think it'd be good, as many Evil Dead fans as there are out there anymore.
Now, I mean, does this mean that we're going to have an Evil Dead return to Army of Darkness and Evil Dead goofy stuff, or is it...
Oh, you're wondering if it's going to be a continuation.
I don't think it's going to be a continuation of the movie, because why would Bruce Campbell be in it? So, it's going to have to be a continuation. So,
but you're wondering if it's going to stay with the comedic tones, or it's going to go back to a dark
one. I don't see how they could do anything dark with Bruce Campbell.
The first one they did was...
Yeah, but that's beyond out of people's memory. I mean, I know,
they're
but
thinking of Bruce Campbell and all the stuff he's been in since that.
This is, yeah, I think...
Pardon notice, Bruce Campbell.
There's no way, so I'll be... But, again...
Can you hear me frying my meat for the spaghetti?
That's a code word, frying our meat.
No, it's not.
But
there
we're,
are no sexual...
But
there's no sexual insinuation.
As most people say, I believe it when I see it on the TV.
Why, you don't think it'll materialize?
I'm not gonna worry about it, because I'll worry about it when I see it. Just like the Friday 13th TV series they announced, which who knows? So I'm trying to think.
What else we watched?
No.
Or
what did we watch last night? I think that was it, right? Because it was pretty tired.
Nightmare and a Damaged Brain,
yeah.
Or Nightmare, whatever you want
to call it. Right. Another thing, people who have Rokus, there's a really cool channel called Cryptic TV.
Oh, yeah, Steve.
They have a live stream, and like they show...
Is
they're
that
showing,
what Faces of Death was
Yeah,
like?
They were showing Faces of Death on the live stream, and they also have it like a on-demand thing, and it's all free, and...
Steve's all about free.
Yeah.
Who isn't, though?
Yeah. Really? So, I mean, YouTube and Cryptic TV and...
YouTube's really...
Yeah.
I say this again, they've really taken off as far as, like, allowing you to see a lot of these old movies.
But, again, a lot of things I've subscribed to have gone away for copyright stuff, but...
Well, I'm waiting for all this stuff I like to go away. I'm afraid that's what's going to happen.
But, you know, it's, it's just the way it is.
In the internet world.
Yeah. She's stirring the hamburger meat or ground chuck.
Because Steve wants meat in his spaghetti.
Yeah.
And I've made some homemade spaghetti sauce.
I want meat in my spaghetti.
Well, you will have it.
What was the name of that movie, that little short film we watched? Violets on an Empty Grave?
That was pretty decent.
It was
that Fabio Fritzi did the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they shot it in, like, the style. And
I really liked
it. I mean, it was a cool little feature. But, I mean,
I thought it was going to be, like, a short film, and that it was going to be, like, 30 minutes or
something
like that. And Steve said, it's only, like, 11
minutes
long.
Yeah, we can watch it. And, it was pretty cool. I don't know where you can find it. Unless you're sneaky like me, but
I'm sneaky.
I'm Sneaky Pete Jr. But yeah, it was a cool little movie, especially with Fabio Fritz. His music is really good. I don't know why more people don't use him for horror movies. I mean,
I don't know. He does an excellent job, even on something like that.
The same thing with that, you know, when we went and seen Goblin with that group Zombie.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I think somebody said they might have scored a movie, but you know, they were like the same type of. Even so, that one of the guys from the band was subbing for one of the guys
mm-hmm.
in Goblin. So, but anyway, I just finished up watching a Canadian action movie from the late 80s.
It was crazy.
It's called Twin Dragons Encounter, and it's about these brothers who run a karate or school, martial arts school.
And there's violence against women on it.
A little bit. But it's mainly about these two brothers wearing headbands and with their shirts off and rescuing their girlfriends from I don't know what they are, just a bunch of dumbasses out in the woods acting army. But it's pretty funny. It looks like it was financed by the brothers.
Huh.
And they actually made a sequel, which I just watched about 2 seconds of, but I'm going to watch later. And the sequel is called, it's got a couple different names, but it's Dragon Kickboxers is the name of it. And it picks up right where the end. The first movie is only like 72 minutes, but the second movie is a little longer, so.
Gosh, it wasn't very long, was it?
No, but it seemed longer.
Oh, well.
They actually slow-mo'd all the fights.
That doesn't sound too positive.
There's one dude where he tripped, and the one of the twin brothers had to, you know, go real fast and make sure he hit him on the way down, so he actually did something. But, yeah, it's a bunch of Canadian kickboxer twins. It's pretty funny. Oh, I did watch. We watched College Kickboxers, or College Kickboxer.
Did we already talk about that?
Maybe.
I can't remember. See, everything's starting to run together.
Yeah, I think we
with need the to... exception of things like Nightmare, which stand out.
We have bad memories. We don't.
I do anymore.
We don't plan out anything. We just talk and talk and talk.
Well, I've been told that that's the way some people like to listen to a podcast.
Oh.
I sneeze. I think the pollen count's been high here in Louisville, so.
So you get that. So be aware of that when you come to Louisville. So I'm going to play the great song, Fight.
Fight. About 100 times in that movie?
Yeah, they play at least 4 to 5 times. It's called Fight for Your Right to Fight.
Fight for Your Right to Party?
No, like Fight Boys. For Your Right to Fight.
I think the Beastie Boys song is better.
Of course. So here it is, the grand MTV world premiere of Fight for Your Right to Fight.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, rise from our graves to make men our slaves.
When guys climb in our coffins, they never come back.
When the moon comes up, we'll take you down. We get our hands on every stiff in the joint.
Graveyard Tramps. Rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Help us! We got a mad dog.
She's talking.
Yeah, she don't want to be...
Now you gotta be quiet now.
Grab her. Don't get
her. She's trying to bite me.
Gotcha. Wrangle that dog.
Hey,
alright. So, we watched the, I don't know if it was a Corman movie or not, but it had a bunch of people in it. Vig Diaz and Sid Haig.
Ross Hagen.
Sid Haig. It's called Wonder Women. It was about a evil Nancy Kwan was an evil doctor.
She was like a mad scientist or something. That's what I thought.
They were either harvesting organs or actually trying to transplant a brain from an old man into a young man.
Yeah, but didn't they create some kind of monsters or something? That failed experiments.
I fell asleep a little bit. I was in and out.
Well,
till the end.
Oh, okay. Well, at some point, I think all of her failed experiments like broke out of the lab or something.
It takes place in the Philippines, and there's some kind of wild chase for a little, and Ross Hagen is just, I guess he's either a detective or something, and he gets there, and they offer him a bunch of money to find this athlete that disappeared, and because the insurance company would have to pay like $500,000, so they offer him like $100,000 or something.
So that was that young guy?
Yeah,
at
the beginning, yeah. And all these chicks...
Are they getting paid good? Because they're working for that Nancy Kwan.
Right? I assume. I don't know. And then Sid Haig has got like a... He's in with Dr. Son or whatever the fucking name was. And then this was put out by Retro Medio. I think that's that Fred Olen Ray's.
It's Fred Olen.
It's pretty good. It looked decent enough. Widescreen and everything. So I liked it. And
Speaking of Fred Olen Ray, one time I got one of his releases or something, and I had a little card that you could send in, and he always, when he'd do the intros to these movies he was putting out, he'd say if you sent it in, he'd send you some kind of free prize. Well, guess what I got?
The autographed picture of Miss Kitty?
Miss Kim. His wife.
I thought you told me that before.
Yeah, it was not, you know, guys might enjoy it, but I didn't really enjoyed. I would have rather gotten his book or something.
Well,
like
I'm sure it was cheaper. Well, one thing I saw today, I went to the movies and saw Lucy. Dana wanted to stay home, so I went and saw Lucy, right, Dana?
Yeah.
With Scarlett Johansson and Luc Besson, and directed it. She's got some kind of, she becomes like a drug mule unwittingly. They sew her up with this new drug, and it leaks after they beat her up, and it unlocks her brain capacity, so she's getting smarter, and her brain is, she's using more of her brain so she can actually start moving things and accessing information and stuff like that. And she's trying to get back at the guy who did it, you know, basically did it to her. It looks like a Japanese guy, or, you know, I don't know, drug lord or whatever, and she's trying to get in contact with Morgan Freeman because he's like an expert on it, and she has to get more of the drug.
Why was Morgan Freeman in this movie? Can you tell?
He, for a paycheck? He does a lot of stuff. I mean, it's a mindless, but he was also in another one with Jet Li. He was in a Jet Li movie. So I mean he's speeding up. I mean when he was younger, he wasn't much of a, you know, he was in a few movies, but now he's almost, he's in everything. He's like 70-some years old.
I just think Morgan Freeman is just an excellent actor. He's one of my favorite actors right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I would be retiring, and but maybe people like the work all the time.
I liked him in Shawshank Redemption.
I liked him in Electric Company.
Was he on the Electric
Company? Yeah, he was Easy Reader.
It's been so long.
That's before your time.
Yeah, but I know I've seen, like,
repeats
when it went into syndication or whatever.
But anyway, Lucy is pretty good. I mean, it's nothing groundbreaking, but decent enough little movie. And it did very well this weekend. It was number one. I think it got $44 million. It's pretty...
Seriously?
Yeah, it's pretty... Because I never in a million years would think that this movie would come out and... It beat that Hercules movie.
Solid.
Or something. I don't know if it...
So
but it came
worth, in, it was worth Steve's money.
Yeah. Getting back to what we talked about in the other segment was about the Scream Factory releases, and I got a list of them. So, they're releasing the Darker Half... Or the Dark Half, rather. Monkey Shines, which is the first time.
They like, need to do Link.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to do that.
Candyman. And then Scarecrows, which we watched a few weeks ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
Invaders from Mars. Tobey Hooper movie.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's been long.
And, of course, we talked about New Year's Evil.
Woohoo, I'm getting that for New Year's.
Robert Englund in Phantom of the Opera.
I've never seen that.
That's... It's okay, but Dolls from Stuart Gordon, I guess,
that'd
right?
Be interesting.
And then, like we said, the oddballs of this group is Mad Max, which was just released and in a trilogy pack and also on its own in Blu-ray. I'm not sure why they're doing that. And then Escape from New York, which is, of course, their John Carpenter stuff, is good. So I would imagine this is going to look like a freaking crystal clear transfer and look gorgeous, I'm hoping.
And you can... Watch Snake Plissken and High Def Glory.
Right. Only thing this needs is Snake Plissken surfing with Peter Fonda. Yep.
That's hilarious. Just that image is hilarious.
And it was really bad CG at the time. But anyway, I dug it, though. I still think it was decent.
What movie was that?
Escape from L.A.
Oh, I forgot Peter Fonda was on there.
Yeah. But yeah,
I'm remembering
they
now.
Should say snake don't surf after that. Or shouldn't surf.
Well, they should make another Machete movie where he says Machete don't surf.
Well, look, some of these, I don't know if they'll be limited or not, but this one dude making fun of the limit stuff, which, you know. And they do have pre-orders of the Nightbreed out, the two-disc set.
The limited edition set?
No, the two-disc set, which is
okay.
Just the new version of it for like $30.
Huh.
So I'm not ordering it yet. I think I could get it used.
Steve's waiting to see if he can find it cheaper.
Well, I mean, I don't have the money right now, and it's not coming out till for freaking, October, so it doesn't
matter. Steve and I spent all our money on Reese's peanut butter cup Oreos and stuff to, like, make monkey bread. And, you know, here's something you could do is watch Monkey Shines and Link and all that stuff and eat monkey bread while you're watching.
Yeah. Well, there is Vinegar Syndrome was putting out this double feature, which I'll probably get In Search of Bigfoot and Cry Wilderness, which has a bunch of Bigfoot stuff in it.
Steve likes Bigfoot stuff.
Well, it's a documentary. Either it's real or fake, I don't care. And then Barracuda, under the title Killer Fish, is coming out from Scorpion, releasing on Blu-ray.
Hmm.
And then, of course, we got Hell House, Legend of Hell House, is coming out from Scream Factory, which...
But that's a good movie.
Yeah, I'll definitely be getting that one.
I have it on DVD.
Actually, I got it for $22. $23, really. So, that'd be decent.
Hey, the Stepford Wives ever come out on Blu-ray?
No.
Like, I'm talking about the originals.
No, not Stepford Wives. I mean, I think it may have come out on DVD, but I don't know. It might be one of those Warner Archive things. I don't know who put that out. The Warner Paramount or something. I don't know.
I'm trying to remember. Didn't we watch it?
Like,
not very long ago.
I think I got it off the Turner Classic Movies or something.
Oh, okay.
And Stage Fright's coming out, which definitely want to get that on Blu-ray. And I don't think I talked about the Giallo we watched yesterday. That was another.
Oh, that's right. That was the other one. Yeah, I forgot.
The Killer Seats.
There's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, but that's not the cover. It's just, you've seen the cover, ain't you? It looks like a cartoon character of Leatherface.
Maybe you showed it to me. I don't know. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but what was I saying? It's a Giallo. The Killer Seats 9 Guess or something. I don't know.
They always have these long titles.
Well, it does remind, speaking of Stage Fright, it kind of reminds me of that.
Steve said Redeemer at first, but the more we watched it, we said maybe Stage Fright.
Well, because I guess at the beginning we see a bunch of cars driving in to this theater, which, of course, we're talking about like a, that does plays and operas and stuff. And
long-timey.
Well, of course, it's in Italy or someplace. And apparently somebody just suggested, hey, let's leave the club or whatever the hell, the drinking club, and let's go out to this theater. For what reason, I don't know. But when they get there, they meet this dude in a blue suit who has like a big medallion around. And he kind of...
I may have missed that.
Well, he disappears. And I still don't know if he's real or not because, I mean... you just never know, because he just disappears and you never see him again.
He doesn't reappear.
He reappears just briefly, but I mean he's not. It's to me he's not real. There is some supernatural kind of aspects to the story, just a little bit. Then some people start getting killed, and then
a lot of women get naked.
Yeah, and then the killer is wearing like a green cloak with a mask on with, like, furry eyebrows and stuff. That's why it reminded me of Redeemer. And it's okay. It looks really good. It just came out on Blu-ray. But, I mean, I don't know. It was okay, but it just didn't really do much for me. But...
It wasn't the best Giallo I've ever seen.
No. But, I mean, it was kind of... I won't give them nothing away, but it kind of a precursor to some other movies. I shouldn't even say it, because if I say that, it'll give it away. But there's an interesting twist with the killer. So I like that. And then, you know, but it's a different movie. But, I've never heard of this one before. So
Steve's heard of everything.
Pretty much. And so it was interesting to watch and check out, but, you know, I don't know if I would recommend it, but if you could rent it, probably you might want to rent it. That's just my suggestion.
I thought it was a little slow in parts, and I'm still not sure who the killer was, because I was cooking.
Well, when we get off, I'll give you a lowdown.
Steve will tell me, because we don't want to ruin it for anybody that hasn't seen it.
So... But I would say that the movies we watched, the purchases that we got, you know, what the hell? Nightmare and Damaged Brain was, I think, was worth it. But be careful.
Did I talk about Legend Billie Jean? I'm not going to talk about the whole movie.
Go for it. I got it for her on Blu-ray.
Steve got me a gift.
It's relatively like $8 or $9.
Yeah. And... I saw some, like, right before I got it in the mail, I saw complaints about how shitty the transfer was. But, honestly, I didn't think it was that bad. There were a few spots where it was a little soft, but I thought it looked really good. And then people were complaining because the commentary was from 2008. Now, I have to question why they did a commentary with Yardley Smith and...
Helen Slater
in 2008, when evidently at that time they had they weren't thinking about putting it out on DVD, something about the Pat Benatar song, maybe some of the other songs on there were too expensive. and the right, so I don't know.
Would you recommend it, Dana?
Yes, I would recommend it to people that like those type of movies.
I read somewhere somebody found a $5 bin at Walmart.
They found it in the $5 bin.
I think it was $5.
Is it that guy out in California or whatever?
I think it was. But, so Nightmare, I would say if you like that movie, to get it. Also, if you like it but don't want to spend it, kind of keep a lookout for the DVDs. I don't know. You think the DVDs would go down in price, but they may not. And then Cannibal Holocaust from Grindhouse Releasing was...
Yeah, didn't we already talk about that?
Yeah, I was just saying it's worth purchasing if you like that movie. We watched the animal-free version. I don't see a need to see that.
Cruelty-free version.
Yeah, I don't see a need to watch the other.
Boy, Bruce must be really thirsty. Sorry about that, but he's really drinking water today.
So everybody drink water today. So I think that'll be it for the show, and we'll be back next time.
Okay, bye.